Hello, Steve Allen here. Did you know there's a noise better than singing birds, better than lapping waves, better even than sizzling bacon? Do you want to hear it? That's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run and grow your business. See, Shopify makes it nice and easy for anyone to get selling, from creating your online shop that looks just how you like it to finding new customers to come and use it. You don't need to worry about being an expert in coding or design. With Shopify, it's all done for you, and you get support 24/7. Every minute of the day, a new seller makes their first sale with Shopify, and you can join them. In lockdown, I hankered for my regular supply of the best baked beans, and thanks to Shopify, Heinz launched an online shop in just 7 days. Now it's your turn to get selling with Shopify. Sign up for a free 14-day trial at shopify.co.uk/Steve, all lowercase. That's shopify.co.uk/Steve. Grow your business today.
This is Steve Allen's A Little Bit Extra, leading Britain's conversation. You're listening to our podcast of Steve Allen.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today, Wednesday, July the 20th. All very, very exciting. And now the weather's turned. Brilliant. Love it. Absolutely love it. It's freezing cold. So now we're all going to catch pneumonia. So 1 minute we're all sweltering and trying to get sleep. And then, you know, you can't sleep because you're sort of tossing and turning and you need a fan on in the bedroom. And then everybody's going, but don't worry. I did promise you yesterday. I did say, don't worry, it will turn cold. And lo and behold, it's turned cold. It's a bit windy. You know, it was certainly a lot colder than it was the other day. And so I watered the plants. I was out there last night, watering everything, thinking at least it will last a little bit longer when it's a bit sort of like that. Today, I've got a couple of bits and pieces to do. And meanwhile, my brother goes night fishing. My brother is doing 4 nights of night fishing. So he's sleeping during the daytime. And I don't get it myself, but that's just the way it goes. And then the papers are full of another dreary picture of the boring old Beckhams. Dave, apparently, in a tiny pair of pink swimming trunks. Well, they're not. They're just a little pair of shorts. And so, you know, Victoria has to sort of put a picture of him there. I'm not really sure why. Perhaps they're so insecure. They have to do that. They were out on their little tugboat the other day and they managed to find a restaurant which just happened to have Sarah Ferguson in it, the woman who doesn't even bother making herself up anymore. How she's affording it, I've got no idea. Mind you, perhaps she doesn't pay rent on the Prince Andrew house. And Victoria Beckham gives her a kiss. And all. What Victoria Beckham was doing in this restaurant, I've got no idea. It's a fish restaurant. She doesn't eat fish. She only eats grilled chicken and grilled vegetables. That's all she eats. You know, you've got to eat food, you've got to vary it, but obviously not for her. And then she goes and kisses Sarah Ferguson. I thought you need to choose your friends a little bit more carefully, love. A little bit more carefully. And also, I think they've gone away with Harper and one of the other children, who apparently has got a girlfriend now. But and they're trying to overhype the Beckhams and make sure that people know they're worth a lot of money, but I don't think they are. I don't think they were. They put the other day in the paper 700 million. I don't believe they're anywhere near 700 million. I really don't. And apparently Dave is really clever. He designed the boat that they bought. Because Dave's known for designing boats, isn't he? Not. Duran Duran are going to headline the opening ceremony of the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham. And so they've got Roger, Simon, Nick and John Taylor. And they're going to take to the stage. But they've been touring for donkey's years. I interviewed them in Vienna, God knows how many years ago. And so they're going to be doing the Commonwealth Games. Apparently, Duran Duran are honoured to be part of it. Now, one of them, and I can't remember which one it is, it might be, oh, God, is it John Taylor, who's got a fabulous house? I mean, it's a fabulous house. It's very ancient. I think it's something like Tudor. Because I remember seeing it on a television programme. They put it in one of these beautiful houses which you see in this country. And I'm pretty certain it's John Taylor and his wife. Well, I think it's a former model. And this house is quite something. That's it. There you go. South Wraxall Manor House. And it's absolutely beautiful. There you go. Where do we go down? Go back. There you go. It has belonged to John Taylor, I thought I was right, and his wife since 2005. And it featured in the Country House Revealed. It's beautiful. I mean, it's you look inside this place and you go, oh, my godfathers. I mean, it's like stepping back into history. I knew I'd remembered it from somewhere. And I remember thinking at the time, that is absolutely beautiful. So that they've obviously got to, you know, afford to keep it going. And it's not a place anybody could live in. You just move into it, but you've got to have all the right furniture. And the wife, apparently, is a designer, and it's beautiful, beautiful. Jane Fonda, cutting a youthful figure. She's 84. 84 now is Jane Fonda. And she's still got a trim physique. But as I say, inside, she's 84. Whichever way you look at it, you know, you can look good on the outside. And of course, she was really famous, I suppose, for doing the workouts and all the rest of it. And now she's 84, so it obviously works. But I think I'm of the opinion that some people just, it doesn't matter what they eat, they won't put on any weight. They seem to, I mean, she looks a little bit sort of, you know, the Americans have an expression, she's a bit of a Barbie doll. You know, everything has got a crease on it, you know, a crease. I should imagine she's had as much work as you could possibly get hold of. I would think so. She's 84, for goodness sake. Yeah, some people can pull it off. She looks like she's pulled it off more than a few times. And so, you know, is she? She's 84. 84. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what her regime is. I was watching, strangely, Julie Andrews singing at a concert in Japan. It's an old bit of footage of Julie Andrews live, which is on YouTube. And I remember thinking, I flew all the way to America with my producer at the time, Amanda, and we went to interview Julie Andrews, and she turned up at the hotel, and we were just sitting there chatting, and all I kept thinking, well, I couldn't think of any questions at all. It was total rubbish. I was just sitting there staring, going, it's only bloody Julie Andrews, you know. I mean, it doesn't get any better, does it? Tom Cruise, oh, not stepping out in London again. Why don't you go home? Goodness sake, honestly, we've had enough of you now, love. It's very sweet. He's 60. He's stepped out in a black top. A little bit camp, dear, but, you know. And he headed out for a night in London's Mayfair. And he was wearing faded black. What is it? Are they fed up with him in America or something? And they've gone, oh, you stay in England. And England's going, oh, not Tom Cruise again. Which is very funny. Rihanna, slipping into skin-tight Adidas leggings. Do you know, I wouldn't even know who she was. I know it seems a bit odd. I mean, I know who Rihanna is, but I don't associate this sort of picture with her. So she could sort of, you know, she could have walked naked into this room here and somebody goes, who should, but then she had that hit single Umbrella, which is, and that's about the only one I remember. Justin Bieber is going to resume his Justice World Tour on July 31st in Italy after postponing 14 days because he had this facial paralysis, you know, where your face drops and all the rest of it. So, I mean, he's still only 28. You keep thinking he's been around for donkey's years. He must be heading into his 50s by now, surely. But no, 28. He was only 14 when he started. He was very, very young. But I don't know any of his hits. So it doesn't really... Maybe. Maybe I know some of his hits. Oh, Baby. Oh, right. No, I definitely don't. Daniel Kaluuya and Steven Yeun, looking dashing. Both of them are starring in some thriller. It's called Nope Monday. Nope Monday. I mean, can't these people speak English or something? What's that? Nope Monday. What does that mean? But anyway, Daniel, 33, stood out in a modern double-breasted black set. Nobody gives a toss what they're wearing. He could have turned up in a pair of chinos. It wouldn't have made any difference. Drake. Now, we talked about Drake the other day on the programme because, you know, people have heard of him. He owns a £75 million Beverly Hills mansion and he's partying in Ibiza as an intruder claiming to be his son is arrested at his mansion for misdemeanor trespassing. But we don't know if it is his son, who I thought was four. You know, whether or not his son's breaking into places, I've got no idea. It's always very interesting. But fancy having a 75 million... Oh, somebody won the lottery last night. Somebody won it. Thank you very much indeed. And they got £195 million. Yes, I'm so thrilled for whoever won it. Very, very happy.
Hello, it's Katrina Ridley here, and I'm really excited to tell you about my brand new podcast, The Rethinkers. In every episode, we take an aspect of life or society that we take as standard and get a fresh perspective. Whether that's rethinking fashion, you know, maybe we can buy things secondhand or make the most of what we already have, rethinking the 9-to-5, getting a more holistic view of happiness. We basically see what other methods and approaches are out there in order to make the best decisions for us. Let's get a fresh perspective on what we take as standard. Press Control Alt Delete on life. So join me, Katrina Ridley, for the Rethinkers podcast. You can listen now on Global Player, download the app, or go to globalplayer.com.
Four-star Chris Hemsworth stepping into the ring for the Hulk Hogan movie role. Do you know, there's loads of films which are being produced at the moment which I have no interest in seeing and no interest in ever seeing. You know, they could make these things till the cows come home. Netflix, losing more and more people, apparently, their subscribers, so that's not looking very good. And believe it or not, yes, the dreariest couple in the entire universe go out in New York for lunch or dinner or whatever it is, leaving the kids at home. Yes, that's the woke couple, you know, doom, gloom and despondency, but we're going out to eat in a fashionable restaurant. Oh, and by the way, their security told the people in the restaurant, if anybody takes pictures, you'll be ejected. Why don't they just stay at home then? Do everybody a favour. Do everybody a favour. Can you imagine going to a restaurant saying, there's two very famous people in their own tiny, dreary little minds, and if you take any pictures of them, you'll be ejected from the restaurant. I wouldn't want to eat in any restaurant where they go to, thank you. Why don't they stay at home? Mind you, I shouldn't imagine she can cook. Well, in fact, we know she can't cook, and he certainly can't do anything at all. Home and Away, Harley Bonner slams culture, cancelled culture after the COVID vaccine mandate. And so, in other words, Channel 7 have enforced a mandate requiring all cast and crew to be fully vaccinated. So unless you're fully vaccinated, you ain't going to be working, which is a little bit embarrassing, isn't it? It is a little bit strong, isn't it? Conor McGregor looks fuming as a bystander throws a bucket hat at the UFC fighter. Mind you, did you see that bit of the paper? You know, one of the blokes from Gogglebox, you know, the gay hairdresser from Brighton, the one with the glasses on who looks like he's got a nasty little piece of temper going on. That's why the first boyfriend left the show. He said he didn't want to work with him ever again. And they split up. Apparently had an altercation with some woman in a swimming pool and he's had to apologise. I knew there was something the matter with him. Conor McGregor looking fuming, so somebody throws a bucket hat at him. He was celebrating his birthday on Wayne Lineker's place. Obviously no class going on there at all. Poor old Conor, honestly. Never mind, love, never mind. All the money in the world, no class. Brad Pitt sporting a skirt. A pleated skirt. Isn't that what... a pleated skirt, isn't that a kilt? A pleated skirt? Apparently, this is for a new film, Bullet Train. So the Hollywood heavyweight, Brad Pitt... I don't think so. He's not really a heavyweight at all. Threw on a light brown cardigan and accessorised with a cluster of layered pendant necklaces. Oh, that's a pleated skirt. The producers managed to find a pleated skirt. Doesn't look like the sort of thing he'd be wearing, does it, really? That's a very odd one, but I'm looking at a picture of it. To be honest with you, he needs an iron on this shirt. I mean, I don't want to be rude about it, but dear God in heaven, if you can't even dress yourself properly, love, don't bother going out. Harry Styles looks better. He was showing his quirky sense of style. It's called attention-seeking. It's got nothing to do with being quirky at all. So he was wearing a yellow crocheted hat and pink sunglasses. I mean, that's how he gets his picture in the paper. I mean, it's, you know, come on. If he just turned up in a pair of jeans and all the rest of it, but wearing a crocheted hat, they can go, oh, it's quirky. A bit like Dave Beckham. He's very quirky. Very quirky. Helena Bonham Carter is all action as she rides a speedboat in Venice. So she was wearing an auburn wig. She's 56 now, actually. I quite like her. People go, she's quirky. Quirky is the new word. They say that about Steve Allen. They go, Steve Allen's very quirky, you know. Very quirky person. Quirky style. Mylene Klass recreating that famous I'm a celebrity moment. What you mean, every single moment she stood under the shower wearing a different colour bikini? Because she's an attention seeker. This is the woman who has her pictures taken outside here every day as she's coming in. If she doesn't like the look of the pictures, they go and she walks in again. It's quite normal. So she's now modelling a white bikini, but they say she's modelling skimpy swimwear. Well, that's all she can do. That's all she can do. I can remember actually seeing her one day. I happened to wander downstairs for something and she was doing the programme in her pyjamas. I've never seen people doing programmes in pyjamas before. Is it called quirky? Perhaps I should do it. I should do it.
UK Export Finance can help your business realise its export potential. In 2020 through 21, we provided £12.3 billion of support for UK exports by providing government-backed finance and insurance. We can help you win contracts with attractive finance terms. Got orders overseas? Fulfil them with a working capital loan. Entering a challenging market? Get paid with the right insurance.
To get the exporter's edge, search UK Export Finance or call us on 0800 538 5111.
Ollie Murs reads tweets from thirsty fans as they declare they want to eat him dipped in ketchup. I don't know what he does really now, but he's got engaged to his girlfriend who's called Amelia Tank. But he hasn't had a hit in the charts for God knows how long. He hasn't toured, has he, for ages and ages. And Love Island's Laura Whitmore quits her BBC Radio Live show. There's a relief for radio listeners everywhere, I should imagine. And she won't be returning to it. Oh, there you go. She's making the most of becoming a household name. She hardly features on Love Island. 14 minutes, isn't it, in the whole series? You know why? Dreadful. Dreadful. Absolutely awful. And then the other day we had to suffer on This Morning, Alison Hammond cooking. Well, I don't really call chopping up a few vegetables cooking, but that's what she called it. And she was cutting up corned beef hash. And that's her idea of a meal. And then did you notice? You notice the one who pretends that they're sort of like Bezzy mates and all the rest of it. He was sort of eating little bits of it, and then he sort of then he put it down. Quite clearly wasn't going to be eating any of that. But have you noticed? All of a sudden he starts going, oh, I'm really into Caribbean food and everything else. I'm thinking, where is this coming from? Where is this coming from? It was all a little bit tedious. But they obviously didn't have anybody to cook yesterday, hence letting Alison Hammond throw together. Well, Phil, I think Phil was filming it. So it'll probably come up very, very shortly. But and so she did corn. But she had to explain to people who watched This Morning, who must be really thick, how to open a tin of corned beef. This is the key, she says, that's on the bottom. I thought, are you really that thick? Have you never done it? You don't need to. It's ghastly. Corned beef hash is where you mix it with mashed potato. And she did it with three different things. Mashed potato. She never made any of the mashed potato or with rice. Very complicated for her. And at the end of it, he sort of went, oh, this is really delicious. And I thought, go on, eat it. I dare you. Mariah Carey took a dip in the sea wearing a long-sleeve gown during a trip to Capri. It's a posed photo. She doesn't really get in the water with the photographer. You know, it's just a load of old cobblers. It really is. But anyway, have a lovely day. I'll be back with you tomorrow. You'll notice the weather has changed, so I think I might wear gloves tomorrow or something like that. It's freezing cold. Anyway, have a lovely day. Don't forget, download, 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 and everybody is very happy. Till then, take care.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you can listen live to Steve Allen Sunday to Friday from 4 a.m. on FM in London, across the UK on DAB Digital Radio and on Global Player.